Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ken Davis is here. Ken's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, more than about 10 years or so since he's first joined us. We're glad he's here. Ken is the author of the Don't Know Much About series, including the classic recently released in its 25th edition, Don't Know Much About History, but also a book called A Nation Rising. I think that's his new one. It is outstanding. Also is a book, America's Hidden History. He's got one on the presidents, et cetera, et cetera. He's our good friend, Ken Davis. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Always a pleasure to be with you. And yes, the most recent one is Don't Know Much About the American Presidents.
There you go.
Out in paperback now. And fascinating stories about the real men who became chief executive, including two of them who had a lot to do with the 4th of July.
Absolutely. And so here we are on the eve of our Independence Day in America. As I reminded my audience earlier, I'll be here tomorrow, folks, celebrating live as I've been doing now since 1998. But Ken, let's talk about this day in history, 1776. It wasn't exactly like we often think, as you pointed out in the past. It wasn't like they were all lined up right after breakfast on the 4th of July, 1776. They were all lined up, pen in hand, ready to take their turn to sign a book. That's not exactly how it happened, is it?
No, and they certainly didn't think that they would be world renowned for it. A lot of them were, in fact, quite fearful of signing that document. But just to back up a minute, the resolution that the colonies should be free and independent was actually made in June by one of the Lees of Virginia, famous name in Virginia, of course.
Right.
That was tabled, and a committee was put together to draw up a reason why the country should be free. And of course, Thomas Jefferson was the fifth member of that committee, which included John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, Roger Sherman of Connecticut, and Robert Livingston of New York, who was very conservative and very, very reluctant about independence. So that represented the whole spectrum of views. Jefferson drafts the document. Franklin and Adams and the committee make a few changes and suggestions. Jefferson presents the committee, the draft to the Congress. But before that, on July 2nd, which would have been yesterday, of course, Congress actually votes on Lee's resolution and votes in favor of it, 12 to 0 with one abstention. My home state of New York, unfortunately, is the abstention. So John Adams went home that night and writes back to Abigail, "This day will go down in history. We'll celebrate with parades and bonfires and illuminations." He was convinced that July 2nd would be the birthday of the nation, and technically it is. But as soon as people saw the printed Declaration of Independence with the date of July 4th, that was the day that became
fixed in the American imagination. That was the prime provenance, wasn't it?
It really was. Here was the birth document, the birth certificate. The vote was on the 2nd was critically important, of course, but it's this document, and of course...
It took a while to get all the signatures on it, didn't it?
It took a while, first of all, to get it decided upon.
They actually
debated the Jefferson's draft for 2 days. And Jefferson, like most writers, I'm very sympathetic, was not fond of being edited.
No one likes editors.
No, well, sometimes we do, and sometimes they're really smart. But so they picked over Jefferson's word. A lot of changes, mostly word changes, addition of a few more references
to the creator. I've seen a photo of the document that after Franklin made a few notes, and it was very interesting how he went in. Of course, he was a professional editor himself.
Right, that's right. It was his business, and pretty good with words. You can go to the Library of Congress and see the what is called the original draft, and with all of those changes. Now, what was signed on the July 4th was Jefferson's draft version with all the corrections that Congress had made, and that was then signed on the 4th by two men, John Hancock, not in that big famous signature, and the Secretary of the Congress, whose name is Charles Thompson. That then gets sent to the printer. It's made up into what was known as the Dunlap broadside. There are about 200 copies of those. And someone else made a handwritten version, the parchment engrossed version that we know, hanging in the archives, and that's the one with the big Hancock signature, but that's not signed by most of the men until August. So a bit of a confusing chronology.
Well, the thing that's important to me about how long it took them to get signed, and they still signed, you know, I've said many times before that bravery is when you see something that needs to be done and you do it. Courage, courage is when you see something that needs to be done, you have time to think about it, and you still do it. And to me, the guys who signed that, you know, out of the heat of the moment, maybe the thing was, if I'm not mistaken, did they wander by and sign it, or did it get taken to some of them? I've forgotten. But they had time to think about it, and they still signed it. To me, those guys are impressive to me.
Absolutely. And the last words of the Declaration, we always talk about the first words, but the last words are, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That wasn't poetry. That was real.
If you're an American and that doesn't make you sweat well up a little bit, I don't know what to do about you.
I'm sorry, Jim. I was going to add, first of all, is that many of the names of those 56 signers have been forgotten to us. There's some of them are obscure, but they were taking their lives into their hands by taking on the most powerful man on earth, the King of England.
I've got a list here somewhere, not only of their names, I'll have it tomorrow, not only of their names, but of what they did for a living. They were farmers, they were merchants, they weren't always, landed gentry.
I beg to differ a little bit there. Most of them were attorneys, by far the largest number.
But there were printers. Some were farmers. And,
a couple of physicians. But when we say a farmer or plantation owner, we're talking about some of the wealthiest men in America.
So read those last words again to us as we go out.
Yes, sir. We mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor.
Would you sign that document today, my friends? I'd like to think I would. 20 after, right back with Ken Davis. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me. You don't know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.